gave upon it. I know I'm not your best, but I'm trying. Don't give upon me yet.
Next time you go to God in prayers, I beg you that you help me send my warmest regards to Him. The next time that you kneel beside your bed to talk to the Father, I beg you that you help me tell Him that I'm saying hi. And just in case, maybe somehow, that He pays attention at the mention of my name, please also help me tell Him that I'm asking if this boiling rage, this breathing hot, this bleeding flaws, this broken body of mine still fits into His description of, come, let us make man in our own image. And all that God made, He saw and called this good. I'm just asking, the why would a loving Father mold me up with so many broken pieces? Because you see, boys like us find it hard to reach to God. Boys like us find it hard to reach to God. The other day, a lady in the church looked at me and she told me, young man, you better start dressing the way you would want to be addressed. But guess what? Today, I am wearing a scent of 1,000 cigarettes, and I'm just wondering if God would still want to tell me of His address, because you see, boys like us find it hard to reach to God. Boys like us find it hard to reach to God because somehow we don't fit to be called a city set on the hill, so it's very hard to reach to Him. Boys like us have a lot of tempest buried in them. Tempest of flesh blowing like fiery sea wave. Boys like us on some days just want to be on top of anything that is beneath the skirt. Please help me tell Him that I'm asking why He chose to pray for Peter, yet He looked at Judas and didn't give him the opportunity to say his last prayer at the Last Supper. He told us that He leaves the 99 to chase one, but He did not complete the statement because it feels like He gives up when He discovers that the one is running so fast. I am that one. Please add this to the list that I have 3 questions to ask God. Question number 1. Dear God, do you really know what it means like to fail you? you really understand that sometimes it's hard to stand up to your standards? That sometimes this body of Christ doesn't find it easy for the building to be fit for your kingdom? Dear God, do you even understand that it's not easy? And I guess you don't. Because the only time you became man, you are tempted and tried in all ways, and you are without a fault. I see it plastered over John the Baptist. How he says, maybe I'm not just worthy to tie the shoes of Jesus. Maybe because he hadn't won enough souls. So he felt so unworthy. Dear Lord, I am asking you, do you really know what it means like to fail you? Do you really know what it means like to shortcome of your glory? And sometimes I accept I am the one at fault. But the other times you yourself can bear record that you are the one at fault, because you stand up so tall, your ways are higher than our ways, so how do you expect me to reach you? Question number two. To you who sits in the heavens, do you understand that the almighty formula does not solve every equation? For example, how X plus Y is equals to me, find the value of X, I would explain. X is me having so many reasons to believe that I'm God's X. Y is me, an open slate having question marks on it. So X plus Y is equals to me, find the value of X. What do I want to you? You tell them to take every other thing. Take every other thing and leave his soul. Just maybe because the soul is the only thing you are bothered about. So permit me to say that that is selfish. That all you are bothered about is just yourself. Because how did you allow it that night? 2018, I was 8, raped. How did you allow it that night? Is this your idea of making a man? Dysfunctionality, rejection, hurt, brokenness. Is this all you created me to be? Question number three. How and why does it feel like the fourth man in the fire chooses the fire he wants to stay in? Because I am like that burning bush that burns, actually burns to ashes. Some days I'm wondering and asking why you made my weaknesses stronger than me. I am asking. The other day I entered into a fight with my appetite, and guess what? He won. I thought what you feed on should give you strength, but how come you gave me what I feed on and takes away strength from me? I call my appetite lost. And the other day, it convinced me that Amaka's bosom was a better resting place than Abraham's. And I woke up the next morning regretting it. I call him slothfulness. It's how he takes me off my knees and tells me, body no be firewood, so you can rest this night. And slowly, this same appetite you gave me draws me away from you. And you have the mind to tell me that I'm still loved by you. Are you serious? Are you even serious? And until you answer these questions, I don't think there will be any fault at all. Or maybe it's all just in my head. And I'm really praying and wishing that God understands that there is a lot of battle going on in the hearts of men. That some days the best metaphor for myself is a motorcycle. And just like the motorcycle, I am too tired. I get tired of myself. So if you permit me to yell out, I would love to say, dear Lord, if the weak can still lean on you, then I think it is okay to be called a weakling. Because week in, week out, I seem week in, week out. I'm tired of myself. I am tired of these struggles. I'm tired of everything that seems to be yours but drags me away from you. Does God even really care? Don't you think I am tired? Don't you think I am tired of saying I'm sorry? I will not do it again and again. I am sorry. I will not do it again and again. I am sorry. I am sorry. I am sorry. Don't you get tired? Well, maybe God actually gets tired. Maybe sometimes it's because we fix and focus the picture on ourselves rather than Him. Because the other day, when I went to Him, I opened my mouth and laid a huge complaint. I told Him that I am a red flag. And guess what He told me? That is the color of my blood. And guess what? My blood is red in color and not white because it was not made for perfect persons. Yes. So the chief cornerstone would not cast the first stone. He would rather use it to build you. Do you even understand? Do you understand that this love story did not start today? That even when there were no sure odds, God still staked His life to win your heart. And just the same way that food is what satisfies a man, God tells me to tell you that you are His food for thought. You are the only thing that fills up His mind. I mean, how else can you explain that a father would decide to use his son as giveaway just to gain more followers? But you cost it. You are the one who brought the partition. God the Father, God the Son. Eloi, Eloi, Eloi. Sorry, my son, I can't look upon you today. I'm looking upon Him. I'm looking upon her. My eyes is fixed on them. They are the apple of my eyes. I didn't ask them to bring any iPhone before making them that. So, yes, we can go on. So the Father says, come. For you who does not feel like it. He understands you're not there yet, but He's ready to take you on the walk down the aisle. He's not scared of renewing vows and vows and vows and vows again. And just maybe the reason why it had to be His blood was because washing you with His blood would now make you His blood so that He can relate. You are now a relation. Don't give up on me, Lord. I'm not looking like it, but I promise you that you would not be disappointed. Only help me. If you know what He knows, then you know. He grants when never run out. There's enough to go. If you know.